What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another podcast episode. It's your girl Tiffany, and I'm here just to have a I don't even know what type of talk it's gonna be. We just gonna have a family talk, okay? It's been months, as we already know. If I scroll through, let's see if I can scroll through to tell you guys when the last time I even posted an episode, which looks like it was it was April 26th, so 3 months ago, I uploaded an episode called Just Live. So basically, let's just get some updates from August 4th, from April up until now. Today is July, what is today? Lord Jesus. Today is July 27th, 2022, almost in August. We are in the last quarter of the year, y'all. It's about the last quarter of the year. We're in the second half of the year. So many things have happened since I last posted the episode. So let's just go through it all. So my life has been a roller coaster ride since December. Good things, nothing bad. If you guys don't know, I have been working as a QMHP for the last 5 years. I celebrated 5 years in June. I've been working in the mental health field for the last 10 years, ever since, 10 years. So 19, when I started working at the Boys and Girls Club, I started noticing and learning more about mental health. And then, of course, I went to school for psychology. I have a master's in Christian counseling. Going back for my doctorate, probably at the end of the year, sometime next year, I'll be doctor. And excited about that. So much has changed. I have moved to another location. I moved out of my parents' house. I have changed my last name has changed, you guys. It has changed. So I'm no longer single. Your girl is married now. So praise God. Hallelujah. Excited about that. Marriage is definitely a beautiful thing. People say a lot of things like, oh, don't do this, don't do that, or marriage is this, marriage is that, and all stuff like that. But you won't know until you experience it for yourself. Just like being a parent, you won't know until you experience it for yourself. Just like being a business owner, you don't know until you experience it for yourself. So for me, marriage has been very eye-opening, but very beautiful at the same time. They definitely is true when they say marriage magnifies your issues. It shows you more. Definitely, I would agree with that 100% because I had to learn how to definitely just address some things that I still had some issues with, but that's okay. Definitely excited about this new chapter in my life. We're almost a year in. Everything has been just, again, life-changing, understanding, learning more, and just enjoying just life with somebody 24/7, just about. So I would definitely say, along with marriage, there is ministry, growing in ministry, growing in who I have been called to be. It's just so much that has changed almost the last year. Like, my life was so different last year to look from a year ago to now. Things are so different, and I'm thankful, very, very thankful that things have changed around for the better. Last year, I didn't know which way I was going, if I was going up or down. Mentally, I was all over the place. Spiritually, I was just in different phases of life. I really was still battling who I was this time last year. Like, I just didn't know who I was. And I remember just like questioning myself. I was seeing everybody else so sure of themselves and not questioning like, are they this or that? And I'm over here like, I'm nobody, I'm not special. It just, so many things was running through my head around this time last year. But to be finally in a place where I can say, I know who I am, I'm good, I'm still learning, but taking one day at a time, I would definitely say it's very, 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 again, beautiful. Definitely transforming into, I'm going to just put out there, a beautiful young woman. So many challenges I've been up against this year, but I think I've done well with them all. I'm learning myself more and just accepting just Tiffany, not being so worried about everybody else. I do care about people, but just kind of focusing on getting myself to where I need to be. There's some things I need to work on still, which I'm okay with. And I know that it's going to take some time. It's not going to be an overnight process, but definitely along for the ride. I'm excited. It's been a long time coming to see everything that I've been working so hard for to come into full, like, tuition. The business is doing good. I wanted to definitely go to another level, so I'm definitely working on some new products. I actually have some butter that I need to blend up and get ready for a giveaway. I'm also doing bundle deals. I have chapstick, lip gloss, body scrub, body butter. I'm working on some other products as well, because I definitely want to put this out when we do the billionaire networking event this year. Don't know when, but when I do know, you guys, I definitely will reach out, or I definitely will let you guys know. So a part of all that I am doing, I'm starting to vlog again. So a part of my vlog, I need to get a couple more things in order to make sure I am efficient with the vlogging. I have my GoPro camera, and I just need the little, just a little handle thing to take it around everywhere I go and stuff like that. I have so many ideas for what I do. For what I want to do for videos. I have so many just concepts. I have so many things that I want to do that I'm excited about. Actually excited to vlog, actually excited to film, to edit, to upload. I have so much I'm excited to do. I have so many things I'm working on. Like, if you guys could see my list, you'd be like, oh gosh, like, yes, honey, I got so much I've been working on, and I'm excited to put it all out. I do want to post, goodness gracious, this my whole speech is disaster. So I have videos I want to post on my Instagram page. They're old videos from my YouTube, but I figured why not put them out for everybody to see. They're old hair videos. I had some vlogs that I had up that I did with family. Very, very excited about that. I haven't really vlogged in years. I haven't really recorded in years. I pretty much gave up on YouTube because I was about to, like, for real, y'all, I was honestly about to hit that streak where I was going to be, like, mainstream YouTuber, because I was, like, hitting the algorithm. I was doing what I need to do to upload it weekly. I was, finding my niche, which was hair. Hair is still my thing. I don't do it as much because I pretty much do, like, braids, crochet braids every now and then. I don't cut my hair off twice in the last 2-3 years. I cut all my hair off. 2019 I did, and 2021 I did. 2019, it was noticeable because I was taking pictures, I put it out there, I wear my hair, I did all that stuff, right? 2021, nobody knew I cut my hair because I pretty much wore wigs the entire summer. I didn't let anybody see it, and so it pretty much, like, grew back to, like, a mini afro. Again, my hair fell out. So if you guys don't know that story, my hair has fallen out plenty of times. In 2019, I just decided to shave it all, to cut it all off, to start fresh, because I was so tired of just, every night I would get ready to go to bed, and it's like, I don't know, like a clown that have, they have like that ring around, and then they middle their head is bald. That's what I felt like. So I just figured, cut it all off. Same thing happened last year. My hair was just gone again. So I just went ahead and just cut it all off one night, in spirit of a moment. I think I was really going through some issues though, mentally, because I cut all my hair off. I had crochet braids. I just snipped the braids out and pretty much threw a wig on, and had my brother cut my hair low the next day. Nobody knew until I took my wig off, and they were just looking at me like, oh my gosh, what did you do? So definitely that should have been something I recorded, because y'all have been like, Lord, what's going on with her? So much in my mind, so much I was dealing with, and just all over the place. But thankfully your girl is sound and good now, in a good space, and a good just good everywhere. Excited for what's to come, excited for what is already here. There's so many things I've been learning, especially through ministry, just life in general, as a counselor. As I'm a QMHP, which is a qualified mental health professional, and basically what I do is intensive in-home, and I do mental health skill building. So intensive in-home is basically work with children, going in the home and teaching them coping skills for, like, depression, conduct disorder, defiant behaviors, depression, anxiety, PTSD. So much. Mental health skill building is for adults, so it's like 18 and up pretty much. And basically what I do is I take them, like, I just basically teach them life skills, like how to open a bank account, doing laundry, finding an apartment, getting ready for an interview, applying for a job, getting to work on time, teaching them just life skills, helping them manage depression, anxiety, PTSD, any and everything. It's been so much that I have been in the midst of. I can't say that I don't know any type of disorder. I'm not gonna say that I know them well, but I have been around pretty much a lot of disorders, so I can pretty much pinpoint where somebody is at and what somebody is going through what they say and how they act. Again, learning symptoms. Mental health is a big thing in my life. It's a big thing in the ministry that I attend. It's a big thing just with everybody that I'm connected to. All everybody that I am connected to is a counselor pretty much. And just being able to be young, to understand mental health and teach other people about mental health is a really big deal. I'll definitely say back in the day when I was growing up, we didn't know nothing about mental health. And of course, they would always think we had an attitude, we had something going on. Like, they just taught a whole bunch of just random stuff about just young people and their attitudes and everything like that. And just to be honest, with just mental health issues, a lot of us were depressed. A lot of us had anxiety. A lot of us had a lot of things going on. So we didn't get the help of what I'm doing far as my career. I didn't have that growing up, and I didn't know I needed it at the time. But as I got older, now that I was studying like in college, and I realized like, okay, this is anxiety. Okay, I have depression. Like, you know, and even myself getting a psychological to basically understand what I got going on, what I need to deal with to be able to manage my life better. I was very unorganized. I was very all over the place. I had a hard time focusing. I just was not sound. And even recently, I kind of looked at myself like, okay, we got to slow down on some things because my mind was just all over the place. And I was feeling like very low. I was feeling like I couldn't get things done. I still kind of feel exhausted to a point. So definitely working on just when I feel exhausted, take my time to, you know, take a breather and just think and, you know, just get things clear. And just it's so much that it has come to just me and understanding myself and just being okay with saying no, being okay with, okay, I need to reschedule, I need to redo this or redo that, or I need to wait. Just being okay with that and just moving forward in that. And like I said, just being okay, not worrying about everything besides what I need to do, to be honest. I mean, I still focus on work. I still do what I gotta do as far as my business, as far as ministry. But when it comes to family and just me and everything like that, I'm learning to find balance. And I think it's the biggest thing a lot of people don't have or understand is balance. Balance, boundaries, mental health, self-care, really big things that a lot of people have heard about or attempted, but really don't do on a regular basis. Mental health, you have to understand what you're going through and how you feel. Self-care, you got to take care of yourself. Even myself, I've been looking at what I want to do more as far as YouTube videos, like recording more self-care videos and how to do self-care, how to be okay with, you know, maybe going to get ice cream for self-care, getting a mani-pedi for self-care, resting as self-care, taking 5 minutes of quiet time, anything to get you where you need to be able to function better, to be able to have a better day. A lot of people tend to think that self-care needs to be like going to a spa and all this stuff like that. But what if you don't have the money to go to a spa? Because, honey, let me tell you, if I had the money to go to a spa, well, I would be there every month just to get that relaxation, just to get that, you know, that calmness and everything like that. But even learning through like spirituality, my relationship with God, I've learned that I really have to go to God for everything, all my needs, all my wants, everything that I'm feeling. Because the Bible says, cast your cares on him who cares for you. So I really like every day, like go to God. God is what I'm dealing with. It's what I'm feeling. I pray. I have to see. I do like so much in a matter of time to get my day started or just to get the heaviness off. I think a lot of us, and I'm young. So being young and being in ministry, being young and having a relationship with God is different. It's much different than I thought it would be. To be honest, when I was younger, I thought I would have an issue with God by the time I was like 50, 60 years old. And I don't know, I just had this idea. Like, one thing I learned about myself is my expectations are so far out the range, you guys. they really are, because like my expectations, like I said, I thought I was going to be like 50, 60, have an issue with God, traveling the world, talking about Jesus and everything like that. But I am 29, almost 30, and traveling and speaking about God, even if at home in the community, talk about God and who God is. Even some of my sessions with my clients, I am talking about God, learning more, reading the Bible, just sitting, having a conversation with him, interacting with other believers, especially the other young believers. That's amazing to me because it's actually young people who really love God and who are sold out for God. And it's nice to see, because you would think, due to like social media and how the world puts it, like we're supposed to be out here living our best lives, doing what we want to do and all stuff like that. When in reality, some of us are really like sold out to helping people get their lives saved and, you know, just turning to God and everything like that. But in the midst of it, teaching them truth, like you have to get your own relationship with God. Like I know for me, I have to search God daily. I talk to him daily. There are things that other people can do that I can't do. There are things that I can do other people can't do. So teaching people to get the relationship with God, but in the way that they understand God, and they're not going off of grandma and mama and all them, what they said, they're going off of, this is my relationship with God. Because my relationship with God is totally different than everybody else's, you know. I can hear God just sitting still and writing or reading a word, and I get like, oh my gosh, like, oh, okay, God, here, you know. Other people, it may take a little more, may take a little less, but at the end of the day, as long as you have a relationship with God, like, that's the biggest thing that matters. That's the main thing. He loves you. God is not upset with you about anything. God is just happy that you... that you know he's there, you know that he's alive. But like I said, build your own relationship with God. And I'm saying it's amazing. Like I said, growing up in the church and like feeling God and just hearing how God was, and they made God seem so like evil and angry and like he's going to kill you because you're doing this and the other. But what they failed to tell us was half of the stuff that you were telling us that we would do to go to hell, you know, or we would get trouble by God with, I could go to hell or get in trouble with God faster by being unforgiving to my brother, my sister. It's so much more trouble with that than half of the stuff we was doing, you know? So like I said, just learning truth, learning wisdom, learning knowledge, having love, accepting it is so much different than, you know, growing up and just what experience in life. As a young girl up until probably about, like I said, 5 years ago, just like I thought God was one way, but he's so totally different. And not saying God is easy, like, oh, you can get what you want, you ask and da da da. The Bible does say ask, you shall receive, but God is not as complicated as we make him. God is very, 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 very simple. All you have to do is just talk to him. You'll find your way to communicate with him. You'll find your way to love on him. You'll find who you are in him. And it's a big thing. A lot of people don't know who they are. They don't know purpose. They don't understand they have a destiny. They don't understand they have that God has a plan for them. So it's like, you know, it's just so much. But as I continue to grow and learn, I want to share that because every day who I am, you know, I know like I'm supposed to help people get close to God. I know I'm supposed to live a life that people can see like I'm different and everything like that. So it's a lot, you know, like I said, through the vlogs, through posts, videos, podcast episodes, all that, I want to just share and be real. It's probably the realest podcast I've done in a while. I was trying to hold back on letting everybody know everything about me, but at the end of the day, it's just, you know, God got me at the end of the day. My family got me at the end of the day. And I'm just excited for where I'm going, what's been going on in my life. And I just really can't wait to share more life with you guys. Like I said, I'm probably next year and a half, 2 years, being a mom, like talking through that journey with you guys, documenting that journey, like on YouTube and like the good days, the bad days, you know, okay, I ain't picking up the camera in a couple of weeks, y'all, but, you know, just to communicate that with you all and just actually bring on some other people as far as talking about like mental health and like their views on Christianity and just who they are and what they do, business owners and different things like that. Like talk about business. Like I want to keep going with just talking and being real with different things and helping people to understand that like life is meaningful. Life is precious. We gotta just enjoy and, you know, don't waste time just doing nothing. Like just do what you know you're called to do. Be happy, enjoy life. Go on vacations, go get ice cream, go to the beach, go take a walk in the park. You probably like, I can hear her, like, I'm sorry, I'm walking back and forth, so like I know my voice is like intensifying, pulling back. But I just wanted to come on because it's been a while, and like I said, it's been a lot of changes, but I want to take it one episode at a time, not trying to, you know, rush everything or make it seem like, you know, my life is perfect, because at this point, I've been trying to do perfect Tiff for a long time, and Tiffany's not perfect by far. do the best I could do. I love people. I love, you know, doing whatever I can to help and changing and all that goodness. But it's just time to be real about some things and just, you know, share life. And, you know, that's what I'm here to do, you know. So I think that's it for this episode. Probably a little bit all over the place, like as always, but you guys get my drift. If you guys have been with me since I started like 2 years ago, you know I've been all over the place. I think I changed the name of this podcast from The Breakthrough to Tiffany Essentials and then back to The Breakthrough. So it's just so much. And I got a little bit more time, so I'm gonna just continue on a little bit. I was, again, like even with the podcast, I'm going from The Breakthrough to Tiffany Essentials and all that. I was trying to do so much with the business because I was so excited. And it was like The Breakthrough, oh, that's not taking off, so I'm just making Tiffany Essentials because that's taking off, so that's going to take off, and I'm just making like that. But I never was meant to convert a podcast with Tiffany Essentials and everything like that. So I'm like looking back at old videos like, can I even like change the name on the old episodes and everything like that? But we're going to keep it where it's at. Y'all still listening, tuning in. I thank y'all for that. I love y'all for that. So many, like I said, so much just to talk about just in general and just go from there. I do want to have some guests on here as well, as far as those like my best friends and just family and everybody like that, just to kind of get conversations started and all that stuff like that. So it's been a roller coaster. Like I said, getting back to YouTube, working on editing vlogs and footage and just recording and all that stuff like that. I feel like when I take a step forward, it's like getting knocked back 10 steps back. Because, for example, like, I got my, what did I get? Lord Jesus. Like, I had purchased a whole bunch of stuff, for, like, my YouTube and for, like, my computer and all that stuff like that. And my computer started acting up. I didn't have enough space to, edit videos or to download the software. It was just so much, guys. So, like I said, I'm still working on all my stuff. That's just it. Like, I have so much to work on. I have so much to do. Like, I need an assistant to help me organize this. Or I need a manager, somebody to help me just boom, 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 you know, to get it kind of organized. I have so much that I'm doing. But because I'm starting to get a little sidetracked, I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. But I hope everything is good, and I hope that everybody has been doing well. I know life has been kind of topsy-turvy for a little bit with all the stuff going on, with prices going up, so many different things as far as shootings and killings, as far as the changes within just everything in life, in the world itself. I still encourage everybody to hold on. I still encourage everybody to keep the faith. It's going to be okay. It is going to be okay. It is already okay. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get through it together. We're family. We're all together. We're all one. Definitely want to work on spreading love and showing people that we can do this. We can all come together and change this world and really mean that. Not doing that as a cliche and like, oh, you know, this is what it is. And, you know, I love you today, but I don't love you tomorrow and all stuff like this. No, I love you every day. I always will love you. We're going to do what we can to help each other and uplift each other and keep each other going, keep each other inspired, because we need each other in this world. So we're going to put to rest all that extra and I'm better than you and you ain't doing this and, you know, you got to be on fleek for me, be your best for all that. No. We love each other. We're going to do what we got to do. We're going to rock and roll and keep it pushing. All right. Okay. All right, so that's it for this podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Stay on the lookout. Like I said, I want to do more episodes because it's just time to, you know, we're going to break this stuff off. We're going to talk. We're going to talk about life situations. We're going to make it real with the real. And that's what we're going to do. So thank you guys for subscribing. Share. Invite somebody to be a part of podcast. If you want to be a part of podcast, message me on Instagram or Facebook. I will have all my information in the link you can click below. And that's about it. Enjoy your week, you guys. We're almost in the last part of 2022. Love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.